I have more than I can drink. I'll go share mine with him. He winked at her. Save you a trip.
Thanks, Reuben. Here's another cup, then.
Zed put the last large piece of roast in his mouth as he surveyed the room. The men had quieted down, and Oscar had stopped hiccuping as they all listened to the bard singing a sad song about a man who had lost his love. Zed picked up the teapot and cups and started from his table. He cursed under his breath when he remembered his hat and swept it up, noticing the cane and snatching that up too. He deliberately passed close to Oscar, looking him over carefully. He couldn't figure out why he had hiccuped bubbles. Zed gave a mental shrug. The man seemed normal enough now, if a little too drunk. The wizard paused next to the booth with the single man. He held up the pot and cups.
I have more tea than I can drink. Could I share it with you?
The man watched with a forbidding scowl from under bushy eyebrows. Zed smiled. The man did indeed smell like a horse. He unfolded his huge arms, slid the coiled whip to the side of the table, and pointed for Zed to sit before folding his arms again.
Well, delighted, thank you. I'm Reuben.
Zed tossed his hat on the table and lifted his eyebrows in invitation to reply.
Ahern, he said in a deep, resonant voice. What do you want?
Zed placed his cane between his knees with one hand, and with the other tugged at the heavy robes as he sat on the bench, trying to pull a thick fold from under his bony bottom.
Well, I just wanted to share my tea, Ahern.
What do you really want?
Zed poured the man tea.
I thought perhaps you might need some work.
Got work?
Zed poured tea for himself.
Really? What sort?
Ahern unfolded his arms and sat back in the booth, appraising his new table companion's eyes, and nothing else. He wore a long coat draped around his massive shoulders over a dark green flannel shirt. His thick, mostly gray hair was long enough to nearly cover his ears and looked to be infrequently pestered by a comb. His deeply creased, weather-worn face was splotched with pink, wind-burned patches.
Why do you want to know?
Zed shrugged as he took a sip of tea.
So I can gauge if I can make you a better offer.
Zed, of course, could produce any amount of gold a man could ask for, but judged that not to be the best tack. He took another sip of tea as he waited.
I haul iron from Tristan, down here to the smiths in Penvarrow, sometimes over to Winstead. We Keltons make the finest weapons in all the Midlands, you know.
I heard differently.
Ahern's frown darkened. Zed folded his hands over the silver-topped cane.
I hear them to be the finest swords in all the three lands, not just the Midlands.
The bard started a new song about a king who lost his voice and had to command by written instruction, but had never allowed any of his subjects to learn to read, and so lost his kingdom, too.
Heavy loads to haul this time of year.
Ahern gave the slightest hint of a smile.
Worse in the spring, in the muck. Then's the time we find out who can drive and who can talk.
Zed pushed the full cup a few inches closer to the man.
Steady work?
Ahern finally took up the cup.
Enough to keep me fed.
Zed lifted one coil of the braided leather.
I thought you looked to be a man familiar with the use of this.
There's different ways to get effort from a team.
He pointed with his chin in the general direction of the room.
These fools think they can get what they want by laying to with a whip.
And you don't?
Ahern shook his head.
I crack my whip to get their attention, to let them know what I want, where to put their feet. My team works for me because I train them to work, not because they get the whip. If I'm in a tight spot, I want a team that understands what I want, not one that jumps when they feel a whip. There are enough gorges strewn with bones of man and horse. Don't want to add mine to the lot.
Sounds like you know your work.
Ahern gestured with his cup to Zed's elaborate robes.
What line of work you in?
Orchards,
Zed said, pointing a finger skyward.
The finest fruits in all the world, sir.
Ahern grunted.
You mean you own land and others work to grow you the finest fruits in all the world?
Zed chuckled.
You have it true. Now, anyway, it didn't start that way, though. I started by myself, working, struggling for years, tending my trees day and night, trying to produce the best fruit anyone ever tasted. Many of the trees failed. Many times I failed and went hungry. But I finally was able to do better. I saved every copper and bought more land in the years I could. Planted, tended, picked, pulled, and sold it all by myself. Over time, people came to know my fruit as the best, and I became more successful. In the last few years, I've hired people to tend things for me, but I still keep my hand to the work so that it lives up to what people know me for. Would you hope for any less success in your work?
Zed sat back, smiling, proud of the story he had just invented on the spot. Ahern held out his cup for more tea.
Where are these orchards?
In Westland. Moved there before the boundary went up.
And why are you here now?
Zed leaned forward, lowering his voice.
Well, you see, my wife is not doing well. We're both old, and now that the boundary is down, she wants to visit her homeland. She knows healers there who may be able to help her. I'd do anything to help that woman. She's too sick to travel on horseback any longer, what with this weather, so I'd like to hire someone to take us to her healers. I'd pay any price I can afford, to get her there.
Ahern's face softened somewhat.
Sounds a fair enough journey. Where do you be headed?
Nicobarese.
Ahern slammed his cup down on the table. Some of the tea sloshed out.
What?
He lowered his voice and leaned forward, the table's edge pressing into his husky middle.
It's the dead of winter, man.
Zed ran his finger around the rim of his cup.
I thought you said spring was the worst.
Ahern grunted with a suspicious glare.
That's back northwest, the other side of the Rang Shada Mountains. If you come from Westland to go to Nicobarese, why would you cross the Rang Shada first? Nah, you just have to cross it back again.
Zed was caught off guard and had to scramble to find an answer. At last, he did.
I'm from up near Aden Drill. We were going to go there for a visit to my homeland before we went in the spring to Nicobarese. I thought to cross the mountains to the south, then go northeast to Aden Drill. But Elda, that's my wife, she took sick, and I decided that, well, it would be better we go see her healers.
You would have been better off to have gone to Nicobarese first, before you crossed the mountains.
Zed folded his hands over his cane.
So, Ahern, do you know how to undo something done in error so I may relive my life, as you suggest?
Ahern grunted a laugh.
Guess not.
He thought a moment, finally letting out a tired sigh.
I'll tell you, Reuben, it's a long way. You're asking for trouble. I don't know that I want any part of it.
Zed arched an eyebrow.
Really?
He made a deliberate survey of the room.
Tell me then, Ahern, if you find the task so formidable, which of these men here would be up to the job? Which are better drivers than you?
Ahern regarded the crowd with a sour look.
I'm not saying I'm the best there is, but this lot's more boast than brains. Don't think there's a one of them that would make it.
Zed shifted irritably on his bench.
Ahern, I think you're simply trying to boost price.
And I think you're trying to lower it.
Zed let his slightest smile touch his lips.
I don't think it as difficult a job as you make it.
Ahern's frown returned.
You think it easy?
Zed shrugged.
You drive in the winter now. I simply want you to drive in a different direction, that's all.
Ahern leaned forward, his jaw muscles tightening.
Well, the direction you want to go in is trouble. First of all, there are rumors of civil war in Nicobarese. Worse, the shortest way, unless you want to spend weeks going to the passes far to the south, is across Galia.
His voice lowered.
There's trouble between Galia and Kelton. I hear tell there's fighting along the border. Keltish towns have been sacked. The people here in Penvero are nervous, what with being so close to the border with Galia. It's all the talk. Going into Galia is sure trouble.
Fighting? Wagging tongues of gossips. The war is ended. The Deharan troops have been called home.
Ahern slowly shook his head.
Not Deharan raids. Galian.
piffle, said Snap. Keltons think it's a Galilean attack every time a farmer knocks a lantern over and a barn catches fire, and the Galileans see Keltons every time a lamb is taken by wolves. I'd like to have the price of all the arrows that have been shot into shadows.
He shook a finger at the man.
If either Kelton or Galea were to attack the other, the Central Council would have the heads of those who spoke the orders, no matter who they were.
He thumped his cane.
It would not be allowed.
Ahern shrank back a little. I don't know anything about politics, and less about those wicked confessors. I just know that going through Galea can get a man shot full of arrows coming out of those shadows. What you want is not as easy as you think. Zed was tiring of the game. He didn't have time for this. Something Addie had said was nagging at the back of his mind. Something about light. Deciding to resolve the discussion one way or the other, he drained his tea in one gulp.
Thank you for your conversation, Ahern, but I can see you're not the man able to get me to Nicobarisi.
He rose, reaching for his hat. Ahern laid a big paw on Zed's arm and urged him down. He squirmed forward on his bench.
Look, Reuben, times have been hard. The war with the Hara disrupted trade. Kelton was spared the brunt of the war, but many of our neighbors weren't. It's hard to trade with dead people. There's not as much cargo as there used to be, but we still have more than enough men wanting to haul. You can't blame a fella for trying to get his best price when an opportunity comes along. His eyebrows lifted as he leaned in a little more. Trying to get the best price for the best fruit, as it were.
Best fruit, indeed.
Zed waved his hand impatiently toward the room.
Any one of these men will gladly offer to hire out. Any one of them can offer me a boastful story just as good as yours as to why they would be the best driver.